Вие сте с SBS на български.
Само след два дни, в неделя на 13 февруари 2022 година в Аделайд, ще се проведе за пети път българският фестивал Здравей. По този повод се свързвам с Иан Стефанов, президент на Българската асоциация в Южна Австралия, който ще ни разкаже как върви подготовката в последните дни преди провеждането на фестивала, кое ще бъде най-интересно в програмата му и кой ще участва. Hello, Ian. Can you just give us a bit more insight? How was this year? The preparation, was it harder? Did you have any obstacles?
Yeah, well, thanks, Philly. It's hard to believe we're already up to our fifth year. Something from an idea and a dream that started just over 6 years ago. So no doubt the pandemic has brought us some challenges. We are fortunate, though, that the size of our event, the COVID requirements are quite easily managed. Last year, we didn't have any interstate performers due to the borders. However, this year, we do welcome back the Melbourne dance group, Bulwadi. Our small dance ensemble, Kinka, they'll be performing on the day, as mentioned, with Bulwadi from Melbourne. The dance group there will be there. This year as well, we're bringing back a cooking demonstration because that's been popular before. And, you know, we've also invited the local Macedonian and Ukrainian dance groups to perform, just widening the reach of our festival and the regions around Bulgaria.
That sounds really exciting and interesting, but you have quite a few events during the day. What else you gonna have?
Yeah, well, there's, as I mentioned, the cooking demonstrations back. We have live music. We have the dancing for something different and I guess the interest for kids. We have Animals Anonymous, so they bring some of their native animals, some snakes and lizards and things like that to keep the children entertained. We'll have some, you know, Zdravei festival souvenirs and, you know, we're expecting some hot weather here in Adelaide. So, you know, we have a local company here, Gelista, who do their gelati ice creams. Yeah, there'll be something for everybody.
I believe you're going to offer as well Bulgarian national food. Also, I can see on the program some participation of Paul Sebastian, the fashion designer.
Yeah. It's probably not quite the event that Paul will have a live demonstration, but he will be talking. He's always a popular attraction there. I mean, you know, someone who has, you know, Bulgarian heritage from, you know, through his father's side of the family, and of course being Australian of the Year in 2017, you know, very successful young man. So he'll be on stage, you know, going through what he's been doing over the last 12 months, and we'll see some of the videos of his work that he's been working on.
Well, Festival Zdravei is in fifth edition. Do you think that there is favorite event during the day? What would that be?
Without any bias whatsoever, you know, my two daughters are in the Kitka dance group, so of course it's always proud to see them performing, and you know, they really enjoy doing the Bulgarian dancing, which is great. But look, the performances and energy that all the different things bring, you know, just brings the colour and excitement to the day. And as I said earlier, there's definitely something for everyone. You mentioned the food. Well, it wouldn't be a festival, Bulgarian festival, without, you know, narantsi and kifte, sirmir, polni nitrushki on the menu. It definitely makes and then celebrates our heritage, you know, well.
Ian, you are the president of Bulgarian Association in South Australia for a few years now, but yourself, you don't speak Bulgarian, and yet you're part of these huge community events, you're leading the community there. What does it mean for you to organize the festival, to be part of all this happening?
Well, yeah, look, for me personally, my Bulgarian is not well enough to be able to speak and present. My confidence isn't there with it, and maybe, again, it's just more practice. But at the end of the day, look, it just still gives me a great deal of, you know, pride for us to share our heritage, our culture with the wider community, and also the importance of our Bulgarian community coming together. I'm very strong when it comes to, you know, sentiment and heritage. It's something that's very important, you know, to me personally. And an event like this, you know, reminds us where we come from. Whilst we're not all born in Bulgaria, our heritage and our roots are there. We may not all be confident in speaking Bulgaria or read the daily news from Bulgaria, but so many of us still feel a very strong connection to our heritage. I think that keeping the festival alive also, it pays tribute to what our forefathers have done and began in South Australia over 70 years ago by incorporating the Bulgarian Educational Friendly Society. So it's something that it can't be forgotten. We want to keep it alive. We want people to obviously share that and see what the Bulgarian community and culture is all about. But importantly for us, you know, individually who have Bulgarian heritage, it's keeping it alive and remembering where we came from and the importance of that.
It's very well put. Thank you very much, Ian. Yes, we should keep our Bulgarian heritage no matter where we were born and how old are we. So good luck to your fifth edition of the festival Zdravei in Adelaide. Good luck in your work as a president of the Bulgarian Education and Friendly Society in South Australia.
Thank you for that. And we look forward to welcoming anyone that comes along to the festival and sharing our culture. I think it goes a long way to connecting us all together and celebrating who we are and where we came from.
Ian Stefanov, president of the Education and Friendly Society in South Australia.
Искате да чуете още истории от нас? Слушайте в Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify или където и да е.